Home Cooking with Granny, a Pod Together production, written by Somnolent Blue and read by Calicuria. Dear listeners, this is Jessica Fink, founder of StruxCore. I hope you join us tonight for our very first StruxCore-sponsored show, Home Cooking with Granny. If you like it, give us a call and a few bits of your soul. You won't miss them, and we can only continue to offer the high-quality programming that lets us whistle while we work, thanks to the contributions of listeners like you. Hello, Desert Bluffs. I am Wednesday Adams, and today I will guide you through making stew just like my granny used to make. It was delicious. Yum, yum. Assemble.
But Wednesday, think of the kittens.
Yes, listeners, we must always think of the kittens. The adorable, cute, fluffy kittens. The kittens that are in the studio with me, assaulting me with their cuteness. Assemble the ingredients, all of which can be purchased at the StruxCore store on Main Street. You will need 1 sip of cyanide, or substitute 5 almonds, wild for the best taste, 2 foxglove flowers, 3 bay leaves, 4 finger bones with marrow, 5 thumb bones, no marrow. For the most sophisticated flavor profile, all bones should come from the same hand. 6 tentacles from a noxious night dweller. 7 glugs of chthonic secretions. Erica, you are not classified chthonic by the venerable culinary guide. However, you are. Add a dash of baking soda, a splash of vinegar, and 3 blueberries for texture. We endorse placing all ingredients on a StruxCore countertop, guaranteed not to absorb a single drop of blood while you line up your raw ingredients. You won't lose a bit of your day's recommended allowance of iron and sulfur. $199.99 or an offering of 2 souls. Full satisfaction or your money back. Souls are non-refundable. Having procured the ingredients, let us tenderize the tentacles. I use a mace my Uncle Georgiana bequeathed to me. Helena, your aunt's hammer has some traces that will cause an explosion in conjunction with the chthonic secretions. But we believe in safety first and only seek explosions of flavor. Don't use it. Once you have prepared the tentacles, slice them into pieces no thicker than your eyeball. Yes, yours. If you haven't poked out your eye running with scissors, do it now, and know that I would pity your lack of childhood if I ever formed an emotional attachment to you. Decant the glugs of chthonic secretions into your baby-sized cooking pot. Bring to a roiling simmer until the fog wafts up and intoxicates you, taking you by the hand and leading you down into the underworld. Psychopomps are infallible, trustworthy guides. Gently place a single slice of tentacle in the simmering chthonic secretions. If it sublimates into a bright green gas, it has evolved to a state of readiness. That burning sensation in your throat is normal. Curie, wear safety glasses so that Kevin does not whine about your violet orbs becoming cloudy during the next staff meeting. With your bare fingers, place the slices of tentacle, one at a time, into the bottom of the pot. Allow the sting to flavor the stew. Without it, Each sip could not conjure up the agony of the deepest, darkest, most loathsome tortures, the grotesque sensation of slipping behind the veil and being brought back into the light. Always wear sunglasses when you're brought into the light. The sun smiles upon us all, but that is no reason to dilute your value by not taking proper care of your corporeal elements. Once the tentacles have joined the chthonic secretions, you must finish the stew by the time the cock crows. If you don't immediately remove all copper from your body and the immediate environs, a transdimensional portal will form. That would be bad. Strexcor is happy to furnish you with a replacement copper core stockpot from Strex Store. Interest rates on your delayed payment will be reasonable until you find your way back from the other world. Let the tentacles steep and bubble long enough to play two games of Bowl-a-Skull. If your opponent cheats, decapitate him and use his skull as a game piece. He'll never do it again. While the tentacles are infusing the stew with their essence, crush the finger and thumb bones into a fine powder or paste, depending on the quality of your marrow. If you use the skull from your Bowl-a-Skull game as a mortar, make sure that you've removed all traces of lint from the carpet. No, Miriam McDaniel, this will not stop the skull from your yellow-eyed head from reattaching after dinner. With a Rowan spoon, stir the stew in the pattern of the sigil of Glocky. However, we no longer worship heathen gods or invoke their primitive, infantile powers, and I recommend using a simple figure eight pattern instead. While stirring, slowly add in the bone until a gelatinous mass begins to form. Smack any errant questing tentacles with the spoon, unless you wish to encourage their behavior. Crush the bay leaves with your bare hands over the bubbling pot. Masticate the foxglove until it is bruised but not shredded. Add the foxglove to the stew, then stir. If you integrate the bay leaves without the foxglove, an adverse reaction may occur. Oh dear.
Wednesday? Wednesday, what are you doing?
Then you push the person who annoys you the most into the pot. That's the secret ingredient, which my mother always says adds a certain je ne sais pas. After all, quoth she, we're Adamses. Sic godiamus allo subjectatus nunc.
Creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family.